People are coming, running up the drive, voices calling urgently in the night. I rise to a crouch and scuttle away, keeping low, hiding. They reach the girl on the grass, and when I am sure they have found her, I leave them to it. In the church, I put the satchel over my shoulder, clutching the baby in his papoose to my side, and set off. It is quiet in the woods. The rain, slowed by the canopy of leaves, falls softly on the undergrowth. The child whimpers, then sleeps. My feet carry me to a small house on the other edge of the woods. I know the house. I have often seen it during my haunting years. A woman lives there alone. Spying her through the window, knitting or baking, I have always thought she looks nice. And when I read about kindly grandmothers and fairy godmothers in my books, I supply them with her face. I take the baby to her. I glance in at the window as I have before, see her in her usual place by the fire, knitting. Thoughtful and quiet. There is a dry place in the porch for the baby. I settle him there and wait behind a tree. She opens the door, takes him up. I know when I see her expression that he will be safe with her. She looks up and around, in my direction, as if she's seen something. Have I rustled the leaves, betraying my presence? It crosses my mind to step forward. Surely she would befriend me. I hesitate, and the wind changes direction. I smell the fire at the same moment she does. She turns away, looks to the sky, gasps at the smoke that rises over the spot where Angelfield House stands. And then puzzlement shows in her face. She holds the baby close to her nose and sniffs. The smell of fire is on him, transferred from my clothes. One more glance at the smoke, and she steps firmly back into her house and closes the door. I am alone. No name. No home. No family. I am nothing. I have nowhere to go. I have no one who belongs to me. I stare at my burned palm, but cannot feel the pain. What kind of a thing am I? Am I even alive? I could go anywhere, but I walk back to Angelfield. It is the only place I know. Emerging from the trees, I approach the scene. A fire engine, villagers with their buckets, standing back, dazed and with smoke-blackened faces, watching the professionals do battle with the flames. Women, mesmerized by smoke rising into the black sky. An ambulance. Dr. Maudsley kneeling over a figure on the grass. No one sees me. On the edge of all the activity, I stand, invisible. Perhaps I really am nothing. Perhaps no one can see me at all. Perhaps I died in the fire and haven't realized it yet. Perhaps I am finally what I have always been, a ghost. Then one of the women looks in my direction. Look, she cries, pointing. She's here! And people turn. Stare. One of the women runs to alert the men. They turn from the fire and look too. Thank God, someone says. I open my mouth to say, I don't know what. But I say nothing. Just stand there, making shapes with my mouth, no voice and no words. Don't try to speak. Dr. Maudsley is by my side now. I stare at the girl on the lawn. She'll survive, says the doctor. I look at the house, the flames, my books. I don't think I can bear it. I remember the page of Jane Eyre, the ball of words I saved from the pyre. I have left it behind with the baby. I begin to weep. Don't worry. You're safe now, Adeline.